Hello and welcome to
Game Together.
I am James and I'm here as always with my very good friend and also daughter,
Lewis.
And I'm also here with my other very good friend and also other daughter,
Elsie.
That's right, Elsie's here. She's going to get involved because we're talking about a game that is very close to her heart and all of our hearts as well. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. But today we're talking all about E3. Do you guys know what E3 is?
Educational third person?
Could be. It could be that, but it's not that.
I would have said education.
No, something like education, because you're very studious, I've no doubt. But no, it's the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
You said it was E3.
Well, that's what it's called, E3, but it's three E's. Electronic Entertainment Expo, and it happens each and every year. It didn't happen last year, really, and this year it's a bit weird, it's a bit different. Normally what happens is everybody that makes video games, every developer, every journalist, everybody who's anybody goes to Los Angeles in America, and they share all these amazing new games, loads of announcements, loads of exciting stuff. There's a big show. And you can go to it, if you're a journalist, you can go to it, you can walk around, there's all these booths, some absolutely amazing things that you see, very busy, and it's every year, it's one of the most exciting times as a video game fan, because that's when they announce big games, that's when I disappear off and go and watch videos of people playing video games, because
or chatting.
Yeah, a lot of people chatting, because you want to find out what these games are. And that's this week, it's happening right now. But because of COVID-19, it's a digital event, which means that there's not actually a place, nobody's getting together, but they're still doing the announcements, they're still doing the press conferences. So I thought it would be a fun thing to do this week to have a look at some of the announcements. And this week, to be honest, we're going to focus pretty heavily on the Nintendo press briefing, the Nintendo announcements, because I've watched them all, and there's some great, exciting family games that we're going to talk about over the course of the next few weeks, I'm certain. Alright, so first up, the Nintendo E3 Showcase. We've watched that, literally just watched it. What were your first impressions? What did you think after watching it?
I think Mario Golf.
Mario Golf's the one, that's what stuck in your mind, was it?
Absolutely. Yes, because you can like play with any person, you can play online, and you can play with like other people.
Nice. All right. We'll talk a bit more about that. Lois, what was the one game that stuck in your mind after watching it?
Monster Hunter Stories 2. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Because it's got my two favorite things: riding animals. Well, three favorite things: dragons, and unlocking new outfits.
Right.
Riding, I love the outfits.
Riding things. Dragons
and outfits.
And outfits. That's a pretty sweet combination. What do you know about the Monster Hunter Rise? The Monster Hunter Stories world.
Not much, but
you like the look of that trailer.
Yeah, you get to like ride on the animals, and you can do combos with the animals, and sometimes you can find eggs that can hatch and reveal new those like tiny monster things.
All right. Well, we'll talk a bit more about those in a minute, shall we? Yes, Elsie?
What did you like?
Oh, thank you for asking, Elsie. It's pretty easy for me. The most exciting thing for me is Breath of the Wild 2. That is the one game that I am the most excited about of any other game in the world. That is the new Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2.
What did you like about it?
What I liked about it is, first of all, I think it looks amazing. Love Breath of the Wild is one of my favourite games. That massive world, there's so much to do in it, and the idea that we're going up in the sky, we're flying around, there's these islands floating about, who knows what's going on. I think that looks like it's going to be an exciting game, but it's very close. Number two, my second favourite thing was very close behind Breath of the Wild 2 is Mario Party Superstars. As anyone that listens to this show knows, we love Mario Party.
Mario,
we have played that game to death, every board, about a million times
over. We finished it and Daddy won.
I am ready for some new boards. But let's go through this one game at a time, shall we? This show started off with Ganondorf being chucked off a cliff by Kazuya. But at first, I thought that was a real cheeky move, because you see Ganondorf, you think The Legend of Zelda, you think, right, this is it, we're starting with The Legend of Zelda, this is exciting. And then it's a little naughty Smash Bros. Teaser.
Yeah, it's so teasy.
It was teasy, wasn't it? Very, very teasy. They always do that. What did you think about that Smash Bros. Teaser? So this is Kazuya from Tekken, a different game, is coming to Smash Bros. So first of all, have you guys ever heard of Tekken?
No. Never in my life.
No.
But I've got a reason why I like the look of the character.
Okay.
Because everyone in Smash Brothers has like a supercharge move. And I think his supercharge move is turning into like a giant bat monster.
Yep.
And I like giant bat monster things.
Yeah, he looks
cool. Monkey bat.
Yeah, he does. He looks cool, doesn't he? Yeah, so Tekken is a fighting game. It's quite an old fighting game. Mostly on the PlayStation, I think. So it's really exciting. They're bringing the character into Smash Bros. Smash Bros. Ultimate now has so many different cool characters, doesn't it?
And one other thing that I liked about it, when he took Kirby off the edge, he was looking down at him, and when he was looking down, Kirby was just puffing,
like floating up in the head.
He was
That was absolutely first class. I lolled on both times I saw that, when he was looking over and you see Kirby like floating back up again. That was really good. I definitely, even if you're not into Smash Bros, I would watch that trailer because it's first class. The next game that I thought would be a good game together game was Worms Rumble. What did you think of the look of Worms?
It's cool because there are costumes.
You just love anything with costumes.
Yes.
What is it with the kids and costumes? You just love the costumes.
I don't know.
What did you think of the look of that, then, Elsie?
I liked it because you can mainly do multiplayer.
It's a good one.
Together.
Yeah, good one for everyone leaping around. It looked pretty chaotic, didn't it?
Yeah, where you get to run, but sometimes you're too slow to run
because you're a worm.
Yeah, I think that looks like fun. I mean, I've played the Worms, you know, a lot of the older Worms games are a bit slower, but this one's a bit more, looks a bit more chaotic, but it looks like it might be fun.
All the worms are really small.
Next is,
I think the next one that you liked the look of was 2 Point Campus. Now, that's not really a very good playing together game, but 2 Point Campus, that was from the people that made 2 Point Hospital, and we have played quite a bit of 2 Point Hospital, haven't we?
Yes.
Elsie, you're a big fan of hospitals, doctors, all that kind of jazz, aren't you? Mm-hmm. What did you make of 2 Point Hospital when you played that?
We got to, make stuff, you got to play stuff.
So the first game I thought that would be worth talking about is 2 Point Campus. Now, this is 2 Point Campus is from the people that brought us 2 Point Hospital, and we've been playing a bit of that on the Xbox as well, haven't we? And Elsie, you are a big fan of doctoring, hospitals, all that kind of jazz, so you were pretty keen to play 2 Point Hospital. Tell us a bit about that game.
The whole point of the game, really, is they're like requests to let you place a machine near the front reception.
So you're making a hospital in this game,
and
right?
It doesn't tell you where to put it. You can, so they say, make a room this wide, and they tell you how wide it can be. It tells you what you need to be in it. I like it when you give you orders, because when you get to actually play it, you get to do more hospitals, and you even get to place characters and you see how they actually work.
You can hire cops.
So you hire all the doctors and stuff, don't you,
yeah,
as well? So this is 2 Point Campus, and this is all about making a university, so you're like a school, essentially.
Yeah.
But you're going to be making where the people live, where the teachers live, all that kind of stuff.
Live?
Yeah, well, so people live on, when you go to university, you live at a university.
Yeah.
You don't stay at home. Once you're ready for university, you're clear enough. You're out of here.
Yeah. So, Elsie, you're here. Goodbye. Stay.
Is that all right?
No.
No?
No,
you don't have to go yet. It's not for a while.
No, you don't want to go
you're
to university,
little.
Do you?
You don't have to go to university. You might just get a job. But anyway, the idea is, yeah, you're making this campus. And that, again, it looks like fun. I think they've got a real good sense of humour, those
plus,
games.
You can also place like nice scenery to entrance, but whether with 2-point hospital, you could really zoom your camera out of the hospital, but you couldn't place stuff outside the hospital, like a soda drinking machine.
No, you wouldn't want that outside the rain.
The rain would break it to some of the rain.
Yeah, but under shelter.
Good point. But I think that did definitely look like a lot of fun. Now next, you guys might not be as excited as I am about this, but Monkey Ball is coming back. Monkey Ball Banana Blitz. Monkey Ball. What do you know about Monkey Ball?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Other than you roll around in a ball collecting bananas, completing courses, and it can go absolutely bonkers.
Well, that is basically what it is. So you know a lot about it.
Oh.
Now this is a game I remember playing this a huge amount on the GameCube. Played it on pretty much every platform that it's been around. It was on the Wii a lot, but the idea is you play this monkey in the ball and you tilt the stage to make the ball roll around. So it's a bit like, imagine having a piece of paper, piece of cardboard with a ball
pencil
on top of it.
Like a pencil.
Yeah, but something not a pencil, something round, yes. like a ball. You put the ball on, and you've got to move the ball around by moving the piece of paper, and you can move it from left to right and back and forth and whatever else. But you're doing that on a massive scale with all these bananas everywhere, trying to do jumps, all sorts of stuff.
And also, like, okay, imagine a puzzle, but in all the dead ends, they're like no ground.
Just a hole, yes.
Yeah, just
exactly
like
that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not like a very flat piece of paper.
No.
It's like a very wiggly one, like a course.
Yeah. And the
like
other thing,
like a road, it splits sometimes.
And this game also has loads and loads of really fun mini games.
Costumes?
There's different characters. So you've got a big monkey, this little chap monkey, a little girl monkey, and a baby monkey. I forget all their names.
And I saw that there was a girl.
Yeah, there is a girl monkey.
I don't know why there's only one.
Why is there only one girl monkey? That doesn't seem fair, does it?
Isn't there a baby monkey?
The baby monkey's a boy.
Isn't there a mama monkey?
Yeah, anyway.
There's the blue one and the nappy, and that one's a girl.
Isn't that a girl?
Yeah, that one's a girl.
Monkey ball.
But I remember, so me and your mummy used to play this game before you were even born. We played this together.
I'm dead.
You weren't dead, you just weren't born yet.
Okay.
And we used to play this all the time. There was like a battling game, and there was a boxing game, there's like a football game.
Oh yeah, that's in it.
Looks like loads and loads of cool stuff, and I think we are going to play, I think that is going to be great. I'm really, really, really looking forward to that game. Comes out in October, just after your birthday, and that's,
yeah.
For me, that's...
Wait, 26th or...
So that's coming out on the 29th of October, and I'm really excited to play that with you guys. I'm looking forward to introducing you to it, and I think we're going to have some fun with that one for absolute certain. Now the next one was a big surprise. Something we've been waiting for, something we've been hoping for. What have we got? Well, you don't know what it is.
I can't remember what it was.
New
Mario Party.
Mario Party. What's it called? What's its full name? Can you remember?
Mario Party Superstars.
Absolutely, Mario Party Superstars. Now this is a collection of, I think it's actually older maps from some of the older games, from the N64 game and some of those things, but we've never played them. Mario Party on the Switch was our first Mario Party game. What did you think of Mario Party on the Switch?
It was good, you could play it together.
Lois, what do you think?
One word. Two words, actually. You've heard me say this before. I've
heard you not manage to say it before, and I'm hearing you not manage to say it now.
Phenomenally
incredible. It is a great game, isn't it? It's one of our favourite family games. If you haven't listened to the previous episode where we talk all about Mario Party, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. We love Mario Party.
Pause this, remember the time, and go and watch
it. Or finish this one first, whichever way, however you prefer.
Any order you want.
But we love Mario Party in this family, we really, really do. And this looks fun. There were some cool looking courses, weren't there, Elsie? What was the first one we saw?
There was cupcake one.
Like a birthday cake looking one, wasn't it?
Yeah, birthday cake where you go around a birthday cake.
It's all pink and stuff like that. That looked pretty nice.
Cherries on the top.
What else did we have?
We had a space one.
Yeah, a space land. That looks pretty amazing too. It looks like it's going to be more of the same, I think. I don't think it looks like it's going to reinvent the Mario Party world. I think it looks like it could have been DLC for the original Mario Party, but it looks like it's going to be
quick
a fun
question
time.
That I'm saying this for you younger people. What is a DLC?
Ah, thank you for asking, Lois. I apologise for using that acronym without explaining it. DLC means downloadable content. So that usually means when you buy something extra to add on to a game that's already come out. That's what DLC means.
Okay.
And there's 100 games in this one. That's a lot of games.
A lot of games.
There was 80 in the last Mario Party.
Only 80?
Well, not only 80. 80 is still a lot of games.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Especially when you had to do that game where you played all 80 of them one after another.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's 100.
So are they just adding 20 more games on?
No, it's 100 new ones.
Faint.
Sounds good, eh? Okay. Well, when Lois has woken back up again, we'll get on to the next game. But in the meantime, I think we have to say goodbye to Elsie. She's going off to do some other business. I don't know what, but she's got places to be. So if you'd like to say goodbye, Elsie.
Ta-ta!
She'll be on her way.
Okay, I've recovered now. What have I missed?
Nothing, just Elsie leaving, so you're fine.
Goodbye, all right,
so
Elsie!
Mario Party Superstars is looking very exciting. Right, next, they did the thing they love to do. The Nintendo shows love to do this, where they go, we know that you want this thing. We know you're waiting for this thing, but you're not going to get it. But we need to at least acknowledge it. So Metroid Prime 4 is a game that I'm very, very excited for.
Very excited!
I love the first three Metroid Prime games. They're very old.
Three of them, even though I've never, ever played them in my life.
They're a bit spooky. I'm not sure they're ready. I'm not sure you're quite ready for them yet.
I like spooky.
But maybe they'll finally bring out a remastered version of those three, get them on the Switch, I'd buy them again, and then we could play
them. Bye.
But they didn't announce, they didn't show any of Metroid Prime 4. Instead, they showed
Metroid, if I'm pronouncing it right.
You are.
Dread!
Metroid Dread. What did you think of the look of that then?
Dreadfully exciting.
Dreadfully exciting. That's a pretty
I tried
good
to involve Dread in it.
I do, yeah.
The name is Dread.
I think people noticed.
Yes.
It was very clear.
Very clear.
What did you think about the look of it?
As I've never played a Metroid game, I think it looked pretty good. And I've never played one, so that's actually pretty good. I just looked at it pretty good.
Yeah, you saw it. You only saw a pretty short trailer for it, so.
And in Smash Brothers, the characters. That's
so you know about
it.
Samus.
Nothing else. Chuck it away. Nothing else I know.
Yeah. So you know Samus. You know she's a bounty hunter, an intergalactic bounty hunter. She's very, very, very cool. One of Nintendo's
and
best
tough
characters.
And cool.
Very
and
tough. Very cool. But we don't know much about this game, but we do know it looks pretty spooky. It looks a bit scary. It's a 2D Metroid game, which means that it's not in 3D, obviously, that goes without saying. But you're looking on the side of it.
Imagine a 3D game.
So this is a 2D Metroid game. So it's not like the Metroid Prime games, but I think that makes it a bit more accessible for a lot of people. If you're thinking of trying out a Metroid game, could this be the first Metroid game you try out?
If I'm allowed.
If you're allowed, we'll see. We'll see how scary it is before we make any decisions. The next one to talk about is one you've touched on already, and that was Monster Hunter Stories 2. So I've never played a Monster Hunter game. I'd tried out Monster Hunter World. I thought it was a bit too much going on.
The one that we played.
We tried out Monster Hunter Rise together, and you were actually better at that than I was. You quite enjoyed a bit of that.
I did the training.
But I wonder, is Monster Hunter Stories 2 the day that we get involved in Monster Hunter? It looks pretty good.
Probably will be for me.
So tell us about this game.
I'll probably go bonkers if I see a really fierce dragon. I love fierce things in dragons.
You love dragons, don't you? So what was it about? Tell me about this trailer. You watched the trailer. Now, you were excited. We've seen this on a previous show, Monster Hunter Stories 2, and you were excited about it then. So tell me about what it is that makes you think this looks like it's going to be cool.
So you're a character, and you can customise your armour and weapons, and this person gives you like an egg, and then you like look after it, and then slowly it hatches, and then it breeds like a tiny dragon, and then you like bond with it. I think you like bond with it, and then as it starts to grow older, you can start riding on it and like fighting it. like fighting with it, so not like you fighting it, because you've bonded. So you and that person fighting at some like villain dragons.
And then you get mammoths. That gets you more things.
You get all the stuff that it was carrying. Like, let's say there was a spike. You could get the spike, somebody equipped it into a horn, and then you can use that horn to communicate with other things.
Awesome. And then you can make different outfits using those things. You're crafting different outfits.
Yes, the outfits.
So that's your that's like the magic formula for you, isn't it? Dragons, riding dragons, making outfits.
Yes, my dream game.
All right. Well,
and fighting, I really like.
And that's out pretty
games.
Soon as well, so we're going to have a look at that. It's not. Can you play that together? Or is that a single player game?
It's online and I think two players.
All right, I'll investigate that. I'm not quite sure, but that does.
But it is definitely two players.
Oh, is it?
Either online or joint, as it said. And guess what? It's two players.
Cool.
Or it is online.
All right. So next up, another surprise announcement. The funny thing about Nintendo, before we go any further, is that I always go into every Nintendo thing thinking, I know what I want. I want this and I want this. I want to see Zelda.
I want
to see
Metroid.
I want to see these. Nintendo fans are a bit like that. They've got this idea for things they want. If you'd asked me beforehand, what do I want to see? I wouldn't have said Mario Party game. I would have forgotten about it. But I'm happy it's there. And I also wouldn't have said a new WarioWare game. But
yep.
I tell you what, I'm glad it's there. What does this look like, Lois?
Like, I played the game on my DS.
WarioWare Gold on the DS.
Completed that. There are a lot of fun games. And what I'm looking forward to is that you get to be different characters, not just like giant hand prodding things.
So how does WarioWare work? Tell me about that game.
So you can either play as Wario, it's two players or online, and
they have what they call micro games, don't they? So what's a micro game?
Is that like you're playing a game and in that game you're being a character inside the game?
Well, it's like you've got a game that's like a full game. Then you have mini games like you get in Mario Party, which are like little tiny games. And then in Wario you have micro games, which are like games that last for each little game lasts for seconds, doesn't it?
Yes.
So really, really
this
quick.
Is a doot 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 boom, game over.
Exactly. So they're really, really short, and that's what the game is, isn't it? You have to, a lot of the time you've got to figure out what you've got to do while you're playing it, haven't you?
Yes, for an example, there's a big giant toothbrush.
Yep.
And a giant toothpaste. And Wario is in a jetpack. You've got to fly and keep hitting the toothbrush until it goes dun dun dun. So you've squirted the toothpaste onto the toothbrush, then somebody can do their teeth.
So it's usually like a pretty simple thing, but you've got to figure out how to do it quite quickly.
Yes, otherwise it goes, you're out.
Yeah, and it's never been, the WarioWare games have always been single player before, so this time it's called WarioWare Get It Together. And that means you can play.
Get it together.
Yeah.
And it's a good name, isn't it?
That's a good name. And so it's going to have,
also like get it together for the instant challenges.
Exactly. So I'm in for this as well. This is looking good. It's out on September the 10th.
And
it's going to be a game we can play together. And I'm absolutely certain we are going to play it together. There were a lot of other good announcements in there. In the middle, we had Shin Megami Tensei 5. We got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 looking a bit ropey on the Switch, if I'm honest. There was Strange Brigade. Quite a few other cool looking games, but the next one I think we should probably talk about is, and this was actually announced at the Ubisoft press conference, which we'd seen earlier in the week, this was Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. What do we think about Mario plus Rabbids?
I played a bit of the Rabbit game, and
the original one,
yeah, the original
Kingdom
one.
Battle, that's called,
and this one looks fun because there is a free character for Rosalina.
Yeah, Rosalina's in it, isn't she now?
Yeah. And there's a mysterious character with green and black hair that looks really, really cool.
Yeah, he looks cool, doesn't he? Or she, they look cool. Yeah, so this is a turn-based game where you move around. So it's not like normal Mario games where you're running around wherever you want. You take turns, you move your people in a number of spaces. So it's quite strategic and a little bit puzzle-ish, as you like to say.
Puzzle.
So have you played Kingdom Battle?
Like
the first game?
Like a small chapter of it.
A small bit. I think that's a really, really great game. And actually, do you know what? It's available right now. I think it's about £7.50 to buy from the eShop.
£7.50, which is a really great deal.
So I would definitely recommend checking that out because it's a phenomenal game. But this looks even more exciting because, again...
Phenomenally incredible.
A phenomenally incredible game. Because you can walk around anywhere. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if that's going to make it less strategic if you can just walk freely anywhere you want.
Yes, but you still need to hide behind obstacles like you did before.
So it's still got the turn-based... You're still taking turns.
Yes.
It looks really cool. And some of the weapons look like they're going to be fun. I liked Peach's umbrella that was like a...
A rabbit face.
Rabbit face on an umbrella. That looked cool. What about did you see any weapons you like the look of?
And then I saw the mysterious character had like a really cool sword.
Yep. Luigi got an bow and arrow, hadn't he?
Yeah. Which I'm assuming he's going to like keep slipping.
You think he wouldn't do a very good job? Oh, poor Luigi. Yeah, that looks
but
like.
But I like Luigi.
And I love the fact that it's we're going into space. It looks, you know, looks like it looks big in scope, doesn't
Bonkers.
It?
Bonkers.
Bonkers. The baddie looks like a huge, big, giant octopus monster.
Squid.
Yeah, he looks cool as well. So
If you played Pokemon, Gigantamax, what's that? The skyscrapers. There's a skyscraper Pokemon, and the top of half of it looks a little bit like the top half of the Gigantamax thing.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
It does look. It looks really, really cool.
Really, really cool. Really cool.
So that was the last family game announcement I saw. Now, there were some great, you know, Advance Wars, that's coming back. That's a game, again, I played that on the Game Boy Advance. That's a turn-based strategy game. A lot of fun. I'm not sure if it's one for you just yet, but it is a very, very, very good game. And then we got into the last section of the show, which was Zelda announcement, Zelda update time. So, what did you think about the Zelda stuff that you saw?
Never played a Zelda game other than the one by Shigeru Miyamoto on the Switch.
The original NES one, didn't you?
Legend
of Zelda 1. Now, this is coming back on that Game & Watch. What did you think of that little Game & Watch thing?
Cool. Other than, as you know, I'm not really into fuzzy graphics.
So this is a little handheld device that comes with Zelda 1, Zelda 2... Link's Awakening from the Game Boy and this new Vermin game where you're like basically playing whack-a-mole with little things as Link. But it's, you know, it's old school pixel art graphics, which I think look beautiful, but you think look
odd,
fuzzy.
Yeah, fuzzy graphics. Don't like fuzzy graphics.
So you're not really into that too much then. That's not going on your Christmas list. It comes out just before Christmas. Might be on my Christmas list then.
No, don't worry, I'll put it on my Christmas list for you.
Oh, thanks very much. Appreciate that. And Hyrule Warriors. You played Hyrule Warriors with me a little bit, didn't you? That's the one where you're Zelda, you're running around, you could play Zelda, you could play as Link, you could play as Dravali.
I watched you play it.
Oh, you haven't played that much of that?
No, I've never played it with you.
That's pretty cool, though. So that's got an expansion pass coming in.
No.
You did play it.
Yeah, I did play a small bit of it.
So that looks pretty cool. We've talked about Skyward Sword before.
Yep.
What do you think? Any update on Skyward Sword?
It looks cool how you're like... Is that the one where you're flying?
Yeah, you're flying. You've got a bird in that one, haven't you? You're flying around...
On a bird.
So you get riding... There we go, riding on characters. That's a tick.
Costumes?
Possibly costumes.
Possibly, so maybe. Dragons?
Not sure. Not as many dragons as in Monster Hunter.
Not the top favourite, but definitely one of my favourites.
Certainly in there. And then we finished off with Breath of the Wild 2, as I alluded to at the very start. This was the one that I was hoping for. This is the one that I was excited about. What did you think?
What is going on? I've never really played a Zelda game other than those two. And I really had like never heard of it coming out or anything, so I didn't really know what was like going on because I've never heard of like a Zelda game like that coming out. But I think it looks really, really cool.
So Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild really changed the way Zelda games worked. It was one of the first games came out on the Switch. I had it day one when the Switch came out, and I've never seen a game like it. It's so big, you can go anywhere you want. it's just an amazing explorational adventure. You really feel like you're on a proper adventure when you're playing that game. Did seeing that trailer make you think, I'd quite like to go back and check that out?
Yes, it sure did.
All right. Well, maybe you will. Maybe you shall take a little journey. I'd like to go back and revisit Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, because I think that is a really, really special game, and certainly one of my favourites.
Certainly one of his favourites. Wow. He does not say that to many games.
So what do we think then? What's your overall view on Nintendo's show? Did you think it was a win? Did you think they did a great job? Or did you think there was stuff missing?
Here are the options. Bad, okay, win, or a win-win. Okay. Win-win.
It's a win-win for you.
Yes.
Improvement section.
Maybe there's like a grown-up section where stuff for like only grown-ups can play, and then there's a middle section for like grown-ups and kids. Then there's one that we're not so sure about section where it's just like the monkey ball, because you're not really so sure if grown-ups like playing that or not, but obviously you like playing it.
I like playing everything.
But then there's like a children game that's like completely for children, like where you're just listening to music and doing weird dance moves.
Is that what you think kids want to do? Don't you think kids can play? But I think that's the beauty of the Nintendo show, is that like every game, there's a couple of games in there that are a little bit spooky.
Like, I'm not scared of ghosts.
We skipped over the Fatal Frame, we skipped over, didn't we? But most of those games look like they'd be fun. I don't think there is such a thing as a kid's game. I think making a kid's game is a bit lazy. Kids can appreciate great games, I think.
Some kids.
Not all kids, you don't think?
Not all kids.
Okay. Well, that's not everything that came out on E3. That's just 40 minutes of the announcements that came out from the Nintendo show. There were loads of other things that we watched over the course
loads.
Of the last week. And also, this week, there's all these amazing demos on the Xbox that you can try out. So they're letting people check out all these different games. There's one called Tunic, which you play a little fox, and it's a bit like a Zelda-type game where you play this amazing-looking cool fox. And I definitely want to check that out. I would encourage anyone to check out those demos, because we'll have a play of some of those, and we'll probably be talking about them next week. And we'll also talk about some of the other stuff we saw. We saw some great things in Microsoft's press conference. We saw some cool stuff on Ubisoft's one, and there was another amazing press conference called the Wholesome Games Showcase, which was just all these really cool cozy family games, and I want to watch that with you, and we'll see if we can pick out some of our favorites from that to see things we might like to try out. So as always, thank you for joining us. If you'd like to subscribe, we'd love you to follow or subscribe us. Please do, that would be absolutely amazing. Leave us a review if you can, because we'd really appreciate that. If you're enjoying what we're doing, we would love to hear from you, and that would be absolutely amazing. So until next time, we will see you next week, and as always,
game together!